This is the brief on topiramate for cluster headache prophylaxis. A 2026 observational study evaluates if the anti-seizure medication topiramate can serve as a standalone first-line defense against cluster headaches, one of the most excruciating pain disorders known to medicine, and tracks how it impacts both pain and daily life. So, jumping right in, we're tracking two crucial metrics here: pain severity with VAS scores and life disruption with HIT-6 scores. First, universal efficacy. Topiramate monotherapy significantly reduced pain and disability across all 51 patients, whether taken as a first-line option or after other meds had failed. Think of it as not just turning down the volume of the pain, but also shrinking its blast radius on a patient's day-to-day life. Second, we know it works, but does it work equally fast for everyone? Well, the pace of relief really depends on your headache type. Episodic patients saw significant improvement at week 2 on just a 50 milligram dose. Chronic sufferers, however, started off with worse disability scores and didn't see major relief until week 3 at a 75 milligram dose. If you're a chronic sufferer, you might be tempted to quit out week 2 thinking it's a dud, but you literally just have to hold out for that 75 milligram threshold. Finally, surprisingly high tolerability. Usually, with nerve medications this effective, you expect a massive catch regardless of side effects. But unlike past studies that used massive doses, this one capped the daily dose at 100 milligrams. Because of this, literally zero patients dropped out due to side effects. The most common issue was just somnolence, you know, sleepiness, in about 19.6% of people. Ultimately, a controlled, low-dose regimen of topiramate is proving to be a highly effective, tolerable solo shield against the sheer agony and life disruption of cluster headaches.